Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A massive day for the Capitals and D.C. sports fans hoping for playoff hockey. Caps tonight in Buffalo taking on the Sabres. We will preview the game with Carl Alsner coming up in about an hour. We are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. At this point, maybe 2 weeks away from seeing James Wood in the big leagues if he keeps hitting like he has the last couple of nights. Yesterday, 115.3 mile per hour batted base hit. No Nationals done that since Soto 3 years ago. Today, four hits, including two homers, also had a diving catch, had four knocks, 107 miles per hour or more off the bat. He's just terrorizing minor league pitching. So with the Nats off, he gets some of the headlines for baseball on the show. It's not a bad time right now, Danny. There's a lot going on.
The old, Caps playing meaningful games. It's not what we're used to. It's not fighting for the President's Trophy, you know, like they were usually a handful of years ago, or with Stanley Cup aspirations. This is kind of a different scale, but we're all sort of looking towards the future here for all the different teams. The Nationals certainly are. The Wizards certainly are. Listen, it's not as if they've been good. I'm not telling you they have been, but it's a lot better than that. How they start 9-45 when they're, you know, embarrassing at times. They're competing. They're having leads in some of these games against good teams that, of course, they end up giving away because they're not as good as a Minnesota or somebody else. But you're seeing a couple things blossom. You're seeing the initial sprouts of what will hopefully be a nice group of trees here in Washington, D.C.
New odds just dropped on which quarterback the Commanders are going to take at number two. We'll get into that bottom of the hour at about 5:30. But right now, it is time for an audio vault. I have scoured the internet for the best audio to play for you guys, for Danny and I to react to. If you ever find items that would be good for the audio vault on the show, please send them my way. I'd prefer them to be timely and relevant, but if it's old and there's not a timeliness to it, if it's in the entertainment industry or something, that's just fine. Love a good audio vault on Grant and Danny. Mm-hmm. Why don't we begin on the diamond where Jackson Holliday made his debut for the Baltimore Orioles last night. But that's not what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss that he wore number 7. This reminded me a lot of the Joe Theismann, Dwayne Haskins situation, where, if you remember, Theismann's jersey, like a lot of Washington's jerseys, were not retired, but they weren't allowed to be used. And the Orioles do the same bad bit, where the jersey isn't retired, but nobody's been able to wear number 7, which was Cal Ripken Sr.'s number, who was largely responsible for creating the Oriole way. And then you get a phone call from Matt Holliday if you're Cal, and Cal and Billy got to get on the horn and say, do we want to give Dad's number away to the most hyped prospect in years and years and years? This was Billy Ripken talking about giving Jackson Holliday the go-ahead for number 7 yesterday on MLB Network.
Tell people at home the importance of him wearing number 7.
Yeah, this is interesting because we sat out here a couple weeks ago, right?
And yeah.
Matt texted me. And threw out the idea of number 7 since I was sitting next to him. My father wore 7.
Yes.
And no one has worn that since we lost him. And I think it was a situation that's kind of funny because I think very respectfully, I know that the Holliday family had kind of made reference to number 7 or whatever else, and my brother did touch base with me actually this morning and says, what do you think? And I said, you know what? If anybody's going to do it, I think that family's going to honor the fact that Senior was a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gives us another opportunity to throw Senior out there.
I agree.
So I'm all on board with it.
Danny, here's what I don't like about this.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Holliday didn't do anything wrong. Dwayne Haskins didn't do anything wrong, I don't think. I think the teams are botching this. That's a terrible spot for the Ripkins.
Totally.
Do they want their dad's number to be worn? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I know what it would look like if they said no. I know that if Joe Theismann gets that call from Dwayne Haskins and he says, no, I don't want you to wear number 7, and he's the hyped, beloved new quarterback prospect, it just looks like an old guy who's taking his ball and going home. It's a bad spot to put the Ripkins in. It reminded me a lot of something we dealt with here in the city.
100%. It's not fair. And I don't have a better way to explain it other than that. To put an old, like we comped it with Theismann, and I'll comp it now with Cal and Billy Ripken. They're just minding their business. Billy's doing his analysis. Cal's built like a youth baseball empire, and they're, you know.
I think he's now part of the ownership group, isn't
that's
he?
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, all these guys are doing is what they're supposed to do. The fact that it's left to them to answer, because there's no upside. If they're like, actually, we'd prefer you. Because, listen, Jackson Holliday's going to be great. But, like, what if he's not? So now a guy that's not great is the first guy to wear Senior's number, and that's probably pretty important to them and the memory of their dad and you know and what it means to that organization, a lot of things. It's not a fair ask. It either needs to be retired or this informal retirement thing that is done so often in sports where it now becomes hallowed and you have to have a gatekeeper where it's like, what if they were like, we don't like, let's say Jackson Holliday was like the 35th prospect of the Orioles organization coming up this week. And even if he was a dad of a different major leaguer, and they're going, you know what? I don't know if he's worthy. Could you imagine them saying that? No, of course they're just going to be like, of course you can wear it and honor it. I think it's an unfair spot to put these guys in. It needs to be an organizational decision. If you'd like to informally, you know, move on from it, which I would understand, by the way, for someone like Cal Ripken Sr., because you mentioned it culturally and his impact on that organization, what he gave decades of service to. That would be a very reasonable thing to say. We don't want folks to wear it until, let's say, they're with the Orioles for 5+ years at the big league level and have signed like a long-term contract. Then we'll bestow it. It's just an unfair position to put athletes in, or even former athletes.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I just think it's even more simple, succinctly, retire them or don't.
Mm-hmm.
But there shouldn't be a, we don't wear them if they're not retired. And I have no problem retiring a ton of jersey numbers. The Yankees, I think pretty much every single digit just about at this point is off limits. They're going to run out of uniforms at some point. It's a good thing Judge wears a number in the 90s. But I hate that situation because even though they were classy as they always are, the Ripkins kind of did the right thing,
yep.
and we move forward and no one thinks about it again. It's a situation where they don't have a choice. Joe Theismann, I don't think, really had a choice because you look bad if you say no.
Yep.
John Calipari, speaking of looking bad, a lot of talent, not a whole lot to show for it in the postseason over the last few years. Well, he has left Kentucky, the unthinkable. He has moved on, and he is now at Arkansas where he had his introductory press conference, and he delivered one of the most hilarious quotes I've seen in a long time yesterday where he said, I talked with the team. There is no team, whatever that means.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will. It may take a little longer. Because they're kids that put their name in the NBA draft.
I don't know what any of that really meant. I just think
I'll
it's so funny.
You're confused
when he
Grant.
Says, "I met with the team. There is no team." What?
No, he explained it very well. With all due respect, I think you missed this. When he told you that some of it is a little bit of everything.
Yeah. What did that
now,
mean?
Don't you see? Like
word
you were confused
salad.
Before. I want to be clear. Some of it, not all of it. Some of it. Is to define what some of it is, it's a little bit of everything.
Is it all of everything?
No,
some of it?
Again, you're confused.
No, all of it is some of everything?
Some of it.
Okay.
Like you're confused as to which portion. Some, not all, not the majority, some of it is a little bit of everything.
But Darius, I actually want that in your audio folder that you keep and clips that you play, but just the part where he goes, I met with the team. There is no team.
Because he realized clearly that he'd stepped in it. So now he's like backtracking and he's got the, oh my God. Because I understand exactly what he was trying to say, by the way. It doesn't matter. I'll poke fun. But he's basically trying to say, like, we got a lot of work to do before we set foot on the court next winter time. That's a normal thing. We have to go through the process of transfer portal and NBA draft, blah, 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 blah. Very reasonable thought, but it is but funny to be like, I spoke with the team. There is no team.
I met with the team. There is no team.
So good. That's so good.
Some of it, though.
And I get it. Guys are transferring. Yes. Guys coming and going. He mentioned dudes put their name in the portal. I understand. Totally. Except that I don't at all.
I don't get it.
I met with the team. Mm-hmm. There is no team.
Thank you, sir.
I see.
Adam Schefter talking about the Commanders and what they're going to do on his podcast. He is stuck to his guns here and doubled down on what he's hearing, that Jaden Daniels is the most likely quarterback to end up in Washington.
The signs continue to point to Jaden Daniels going number two to Washington. So if we created some waves last week, here's some more waves. We're standing behind it right now. We'll see if anything changes in these last 2 weeks. And that would mean Caleb Williams goes one, Jaden Daniels goes two, and that would bring us to New England, which I think would have a decision to make as to whether it would take either Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. Now, let me say this. A lot of people talking about New England moving out of that spot. I don't know about that. I'm not going to tell you they won't. Of course they would for the right offer, but I think it's going to be challenging. I think for New England to trade out of that spot today, 2 weeks out, it's unlikely to happen because they're going to have to move back into a spot where they would lose out on the quarterback that they'd want. And there's going to be a team that has to give up a lot to get up to number three, because we all assume it to be the Minnesota Vikings with their double ones. So I think the first three teams stay where they are in all probability. And I think in all probability, it goes Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, New England's choice of QBs.
I'd be fascinated to know what he's hearing that's led him to be this confident that Jaden Daniels is going to. I you know what I mean? Like,
he's guessing everybody else is, but his speculation is more informed.
Sure.
It's not a report, it's speculation, mm-hmm. but it's more informed. He's talking to coaches and GMs all over the league, many of whom have worked with Peters and Newmark and other people in Washington's building. So I think he's able to pry into what they know about those guys, maybe past conversations as recently as before they got these new jobs in their mm-hmm. buildings, what they thought about those players. My guess is he's got better info than most. He's still guessing. Nobody yep. really knows. But his guess matters to me, and very few guesses matter to me.
Well, I guess let me try to rephrase it then. To not say this is a guess, to not say I'm not really sure, he's had multiple chances to quantify, to qualify, to backtrack, but he's gone pretty hard as far as the guesswork. Does that make sense? Like, we're not in the reporting realm. We haven't approached that threshold. But in the I'm a podcaster talking about the NFL mode, he's gone pretty hard that Jaden Daniels is the pick at number two. I wonder what he's heard that's made him confident enough to do that a couple times over, I guess is the way I'd phrase it.
Absolutely. I mentioned on the show, maybe it was yesterday, he's so tight with Kyle Shanahan, who's very tight with mm-hmm. Peters. Like, those types of relationships are probably going to maybe help shape the intel that he has. But I certainly don't think Peters or Newmark or anybody in Washington's building is texting Adam Schefter which way they're leaning at this point. I don't think that's what's happening. Let's go back to baseball as we continue our audio vault here on Grant and Danny. I'm a big Rowdy Tellez guy. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Rowdy Tellez, but he's this big, beefy, really a DH-only type who tries to play some first base. This is kind of like if I was a professional player, what I would want to look like. He's listed at 270. I'll eat my phone if he doesn't weigh more than that. But I'm a big Rowdy Tellez guy.
He would eat your phone, too.
He would probably enjoy it. There's an audio here we'll play of what you're going to hear is him walking up while the Pirates closer David Bednar is being interviewed by a bunch of reporters around his locker after he blew a save. And the conversation I actually want to have is, what do we think about this? Because fans booed Bednar, who's been an all-star, has been a really good player for the Pirates off the field. He's a fan favorite. People like him. And Tellez comes up and essentially playfully, not overly seriously, but kind of scolds Pirates fans to say, hey, let's not boo Pirates players. Like, that's a bad look. I mean, he's been there for 12 games and 39 at-bats, and he's essentially telling Pirates fans how he wants them to act as a veteran in the clubhouse. But you paid for your ticket. I'll never boo. I think booing's really stupid. But do you want players telling you what you should and shouldn't be doing in the crowd? I think that's a fun conversation we can have on the other side. This was Rowdy Tellez the other day.
This is the pride of Pittsburgh to everybody. We don't do that out here. We're a good team. We're winning for a reason. We're going to get our man back on track. But what happened today is, I think, unacceptable. And we as a group in Pittsburgh got to be better. It's an all-star for a reason. And we just have to be better. So that being said, two-time all-star.
David, I know it's a little emotional. What does it mean to have your guys like that behind you right now?
No, it's huge. Obviously, there's peaks and valleys through every season. And,
we're going to jump in here because this isn't overly important in the discussion. But, look, again, Tellez is just a dude's dude. Great clubhouse guy. Love him. Good leadership there. It was a cool moment. What do you make of a player kind of saying, we don't boo here. Like, let's not do that. That's a dumb thing to do.
So I want to parse it up a little bit further, if you don't mind. Saying, let's not boo this guy, I love that. That's your two-time All-Star for a closer for a 9-3 team right now. Like, he's not having a great start to the season. In fact, it's been a terrible start to the season. He's has been scored on, I think, in three of his five appearances, talking about Bednar, and there's a struggle going on there. Give him a chance to work out his struggles. There's a great track record of a dude that has been absolutely nails for 3 years for this club. Don't boo him. I think is something that I love a teammate sticking up for another teammate right there. I think that's awesome, right? Now, when you start doing it, we don't do that here. What do you mean we? You've been here for what, 15, 20 minutes? Like, I'm not sure that you're a we yet. We're on the way for you to be weeing, but I think I might be a little bit aggressive. But if you're asking me on a binary, do I like a guy getting someone's back like that? Amen, kind of all into it.
Oh, I love right him there. Grabbing his teammates back. I think in general, you know, even though I'm asking the questions, I like it all the way around because I happen to agree as well. I think the idea of booing a good, successful player with a track record who's beloved in the community, in the clubhouse, like does everything the right way, I think that's tired anyway. But I also know that when you start to say things like that, fans get in their feels. Whether it's, you know, back in the day when I would get upset when people would leave early during the playoffs or whatever, I mean, people still get angry at me or still hate me because
never
forgave
us for that, by the way.
I thought it was a bad bit, and now it's called fan shaming or whatever. So I think there's a convo to have there, which is that really where you want to go 2 weeks into being in a new city if you're Rowdy Tellez, where you start telling fans what they should and shouldn't be doing? But I do like that he grabbed his teammates back for sure. Finally, to close out the audio vault, baseball heavy, something amazing happened last night. It was apparently Siblings Day. Did you know that?
I did not until I saw the story.
I didn't either. Did you text your sister and wish her a happy Siblings Day?
So, you know what? I haven't had a chance to return it yet yesterday, but she called me last night. And I'm wondering if that was why.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Maybe you should call her back and ask her. I mean, today could be Siblings Day for you guys. Like, you don't have to only call her on Siblings Day. But in an amazing turn of events, Bo Naylor and Josh Naylor both hit 400-foot monster home runs in the same inning. They are 24- and 26-year-old brothers. They did it on Siblings Day. Not too shabby.
Sometimes.
There's a high drive. Deep center field. It's not coming back all the way into the bullpen. Josh Naylor with his second home run in as many games. Center field deep. Fletcher back on the track. Out of room. Out of here. Back come the Guardians on one swing of the bat by Bo Naylor. The home run brothers for Cleveland here in the fourth.
How about that?
That's pretty cool. And they're hitting back to back in the order, too. That's like extra layers. I mean, of course, that's happened. You know, we're like brothers have played in the big leagues for the same team. And we mentioned earlier in the segment, Cal and Billy Ripken. Pretty good double play combo there up the middle. You know, stuff like that's really neat. But how, like, it's so random, of course, that it's on National Siblings Day. Every day is a day. That happened to be that one. You know, it could be like guys with last name that starts the letter N day. And those guys hit a couple of bombs. But that's really cool.
That's your audio vault. Some of the best audio I could find searching the web. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. 6 o'clock, we will be previewing the Caps game with Carl Alsner, biggest game of their season. Got a win to try to get into the playoffs this evening. Next, though, the odds that just dropped on who the Commanders are going to take at quarterback. This is The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live on G&D, 2 weeks from the NFL Draft. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. If you missed Jay Gruden on the top quarterback prospects in this class, we'll have some of what he told us for you at the top of the hour, including he's got Drake May 5th on his board. He gave an explanation as to why. He also seems very high on Michael Penix, and he's got some ideas on how you could design things for Jaden Daniels early on to get him going quickly in his rookie year. So we'll play some of those clips for you coming up at 6 o'clock here on The Fan. Carl Alsner is going to join us to preview the Caps game as well. Danny, I just got a phone call. I don't know if you can relate to this content or not.
Okay.
Haven't gotten one of these in a while during the break. I don't know what I did with what I call the clicker, you probably call the remote, at my house. And my wife, like normally, she's like, where's the clicker? And I'm like, or she calls it the remote. I have no idea. I don't know how. No matter what the day is, what I'm watching, I it's always gone. I always lose it. But we can't find this thing now since last night. And she just said, like, I've been looking everywhere. She looked in our room in case I carried it upstairs. She looked in all the
couch
cushions.
Like it's in a pants pocket or something because you're doing something else with a kid. Yeah.
She can't find the remote anywhere.
Oh, no.
And I now, like, there's a chance we'll never find it again. I'm not even doing a bit. I have no idea where it could be.
Need a replacement for DirecTV or whatever.
If one of my kids ate it, that would make some sense. Otherwise, I don't know what happened to it. I came in from cutting the grass last night at 7:03 in time to watch Holiday's debut with the Birds. I put the game on. I sat down. That was last I saw of it. I have no idea what happened.
The year was 2019. I didn't know the Nationals were going to win the World Series. Obviously, it was mid-summertime. And I had the boys in the afternoon. We were playing inside, outside, kind of, you know, hanging out, having a nice old afternoon before the wife got home. And I had to do something later that day. I had to go out for some reason, like once she got home like that night. I remember what it was. It wasn't something huge. And I'm like, no, I can't find my keys. Where are my keys? It's not that big a place. Where can my keys be? Are they still in the pants that I was wearing? No. Are they in the place where my keys always are? No. Are the keys under the couch? No. Are the couch cushion? No. And it went from, like, I can't find him, no big deal, to a full-on panicked search, and then me, the one calling my wife. She's like, you obviously got inside the house. You had them because you couldn't get inside the house otherwise. I'm like, okay, that's a good point, good point, good point. No, I mean, Grant, hours of searching for my keys. Finally, one of the things that I'm doing just to try to like occupy my time, I take out the trash. I hear a little tiny jingle when I'm taking out the trash bag as I seal it up and remove it from the trash bin.
Oh, boy.
My not quite two-year-old had taken those keys, opened up the little trash lid, and dropped them right in there, unbeknownst to me. And when pressed, he finally folded under cross-examination. Daddy's not mad. Daddy just wants to know what happened. Nothing's going to happen to you, buddy. I just need to know what happened. Did you put Daddy's keys in the trash can? No. Did you put Daddy's keys in the trash can? No. Did you take Daddy's keys and put them in the trash can? Uh-huh. So
I leave things a lot. That's kind of what I major in.
Well, you're
a
leaver. And I think something once, I think two steps happened. You left, they took.
It's possible. I mean, I always blame them because they're still at an age where I can blame them and they can't really defend themselves, right? But also, they do mess with things a lot. My wallet is missing or I can't find it. You know, oh, you lost your wallet again? No, I think they grabbed it. And that does happen. They like to play with my cards and yeah. act like they're shopping. And that's a thing. You like you said with the keys. They like to push a little button and the key pops out.
Now there's a strange Amazon purchase your bank is asking you about.
Exactly. But I don't know. Do you AirTag anything? Or do you like I have a Tile that has saved my bacon. So right here, this is my little wallet that I use.
Yep.
This card right here is a Tile card. It's a little thicker than a credit card.
Okay.
I keep this in my wallet, and I'd say four times a week. I can't find my wallet. I don't know where I put it down or did I leave it here or there. And I just go into my app, I hit the button, and it starts singing to me, and I go down to the basement or, you know, for some reason it's like in the washing machine, wherever it is, right? Uh-huh. Tile has been a godsend. I've got a Tile on my keys as well, albeit one that's always dead, so it never helps me.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't really put a Tile on my remote, but I know there's such a thing as like AirTags. I don't even know how I would do that.
I don't know how it works, but young people or those that are like smart do that. I need that, by the way.
Do Darius and Clary, well, Darius is my age, but they seem like they're more technologically savvy. Do they do AirTags?
They're both looking at each other.
No, never once use an AirTag.
Would you know how to do it, though? Like, if I was like, Darius, here's an AirTag.
I'm honestly not very familiar with an AirTag. I know what it is. I know what it does. That's about as much as my expertise goes for an AirTag.
What about you, Reno?
I do know about AirTags, but, like, they're pretty useless because don't they only work, like, if you're within, like, some certain vicinity of it?
I don't think so. Like, I'm not trying to make light of this or be funny, but I'm pretty sure I was seeing on the news recently that in D.C., they were advocating and telling people to start AirTagging their vehicles.
Well, they were giving them away.
Yeah, they wanted people essentially to put AirTags on their car because so many cars are getting jacked and just joy-ridden all over the place that like they can tell you where your car is if you don't have OnStar or one of those built-in devices to do that. So based on that, Ryan, I'm assuming like my buddy had his – I want to say it was a phone or something stolen or taken at some point. And, like, with his wife's phone somehow. Again, I wouldn't know how to do this. So if you took my phone, I just wouldn't see it again, and I'd go buy a new one.
That'd be the end.
It would all be over. But
look at all these pictures of Grant's kids.
He tracked it, like, cross state lines to a soccer game.
So I can
and he's,
do
like,
that.
Walking up on a soccer field, and his phone's ringing in some guy's bag.
So that we could do. So I think you guys – I think that one, GP, is feasible. That's the first rung of the ladder you could climb. As your kids start to get a little bit older – you know, like my kids, my oldest was like walking to school. Now they all walk to school. But my oldest last year was walking to school. A lot of times he'd be by himself. And so we got him an Apple Watch, not because we wanted to like text and stuff or like count his steps, but just so we could go on the Find My Friends or Find My Phone, whatever type app. If it's 4:02 and he's not home yet, is it because he hasn't left school or is it because he's screwing around with his buddies in the creek? You know, we wanted to be able to see. We want to encourage him to hang out with his friends and stuff. We also want to know where he's at. So we kind of did that. It's like a human AirTag almost, right? Wow. That we did for him. So we have that, and I've been able to figure that out. That
What's
you
your
do.
Operation when you get home for your stuff? Like, I wish I was a guy who just threw everything into the same bowl right by the door every day, but I'm
the same
not.
Spot guy. If it's not there, I panic.
I basically put everything on my counter, like kitchen into living room, because it's in my path right when I walk in. But I don't sometimes. You know, I do it when I do it.
So for me, and this is a, I don't want to, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a sore spot between the wife and I. To me, if it's away, it's gone.
What do you mean if it's away?
If you put it away, I don't know where it is anymore. I'll never see it again. I'll either forget about it or I can't find it. And then you're going to get annoyed at me when I open up every cabinet and cupboard in a huff and I'm looking through stuff and I go, where's the fill in the blank?
Well, does it have a place? Like, is she putting it in the drawer where the keys go? Or
who knows? So, like, she, like, for her, it makes intuitive sense. I have lived with this woman who I love so much. We've been married for a number of years. We met in 2006 and have been together ever since. I don't know where anything is. I want you to think about that. Think right. about how frustrating that would be to you if you're out there listening to me.
I agree, but that also...
I live in this house. I don't know where anything is. It's never where I would put it. It's
but
never
respectfully,
intuitive.
Yeah. That's your issue with it. It's so many years in. Figure that out. She has I'm sure she has a way that she does things. She has a routine where things go. Have you just not tried to figure out the way that she organizes?
It is a fair question, and I would respond with there's always a curveball. And the fact that I'm not always aware of the constant updating and rearranging and otherwise in terms of the latest, you know, 7.7 file download for Microsoft Office here as to where the soup bowl goes or as to where the ladle goes or as to where my vitamins are or whatever, she can't believe it. Cannot believe that I'm not constantly aware of things are. And it's not like I'm using these things every day. But when I want something and need something, it needs to be out. Like my wallet and keys, I get a little fraction of a shelf, and it probably drives her crazy because it's not aesthetically pleasing, but I get this little tiny fraction of a shelf in the kitchen/little dining room area, which you've seen. I just put it right there, put my wallet and keys right there, phone stays on my person, and that's where they are. If they're not there, that's it.
Do you have a thing that gets misplaced a lot?
No, because, well, let me rephrase. Those three things, my phone, wallet, and keys, I 98% of the time know where they are. I put them in that spot.
So that's big.
So that's what I get. But in terms of every object that someone might use in a day, the number of times I've either texted or shouted in the direction of my wife, where is the, it's probably 46% of our conversations, much to her exasperation.
So my wife, a lot of the times, won't know where her phone is, and I'm like calling it to help her find it. That I don't get, because as a phone guy, it's always on me, and I'm always on it, probably. Right?
What's your Apple Watch for the little beep-beep?
Easy enough.
Yeah.
But I think there's a chance I'll never see the remote again.
I have no idea
where it could be. We have overturned our living room and our kitchen. We've dragged everything out. We've dumped it out on the floor. We've gone through all the clothes that I could have potentially worn. Can things just disappear? Would someone possibly have walked in, said, oh, this house is fine, I'll take this remote and leave and do nothing else? I don't know.
Can you imagine like that? Like it's not a theft in the most normal way,
right.
But someone's like, I'm going to drive these people crazy. I'll break in and take one item. Like,
but bits aside,
yeah.
If I see on Fox 5 local TV tonight that there is like 7 houses where remotes are just missing and been taken in the Fairfax area or whatever, that's going to be my thought. I'm going to be like, oh my God, he hit us too. Like, they got mine.
The clicker thief came in. and
where did
the
damn thing go?
I'd be willing to bet. I think the leading odds in the clubhouse are child threw away or child played with and then either doesn't remember or thinks it's funny or now thinks they'll get in trouble if they own up to it. That's the leader.
I'll have to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Odds right now, -120 that we find it. I think there's still a chance that we figure this out somehow.
Is it plus money that it's gone?
Yeah, it's a plus 240 that we never see it again.
Mm.
But, man, would that be weird. I mean, it just seems like something that you should be able to find this remote.
I think you find it when you order a replacement.
I might think about it. If I don't find it by tonight, I mean, that purchase is probably getting made when I get home from the Altcast. Speaking of odds, new odds on who the Commanders will take with the second pick next on Grant and Danny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, it will not surprise you that Caleb Williams is the heavy favorite to be the number one overall pick via Bet Online. But who do they right now think Washington's going to take? We'll get into that in just a moment. Welcome back to G&D. Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad, our buddies and our show sponsor. They're going to help protect your assets, update your will and trust, schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. So, Danny, looking at the odds here for pick number two, Jaden Daniels, minus 175 is the favorite, Drake May, plus 125, and then J.J. McCarthy at plus 650 in that order, 1, 2, 3. Everything else is a long shot. And the list is led by Caleb Williams, which I guess would mean somehow there was a stunner and he didn't go one, and the Commanders pounce.
Right.
Marvin Harrison, Bo Nix, Joe Alt, Malik Nabers, Michael Penix, and Olu Fashanu pulling up the rear at about a 150-1. But Daniels, May, McCarthy in that order.
So it's, I think it was about 10 days ago, I went back and looked and tried to find it, where May had the lead at one point. He was the favorite. Him and Daniels were very close, but May was a slight favorite. Since then, it's been Daniels, and now it's become more Daniels, right? It's not just he's a slight favorite. He's now the overwhelming favorite, it seems like. I don't know whether it's one feeding the other. In other words, I don't know. It's chicken or the egg. Is it because the Schefters of the world? Is it because the mock drafts are now all saying? I mean, I look at one of these websites that I like. It's an aggregator. It's called Mock Draft Consensus, and it takes all the mock drafts of reputable outlets, right? Everyone from CBS to Draft Network to PFF to anybody you can think of that's, you know, that's got credentials, and it kind of combines them and puts them together. Most common now is Jaden Daniels. So I'm wondering if that's feeding the odds or the odds are feeding that. You know what I mean? It's one of the things that's hard to tell, but that does seem to be where the smoke is.
Yeah. For me, I don't care about almost anything that's being said, suggested, or speculated. I would say 95 to maybe 98% of it, I'll throw out with your keys, like I'm one of your kids. The other couple of percent for me are Schefter's speculations, Rappaport's speculations, both Schefter more so, I would say, leaning Daniels in some of their, I don't call it reporting, but, you know, their conversations about what's going to happen. I think those guys are probably the most plugged in on this. But then also, I leave a small area for what I would consider to be just like common sense. And I think it's a little bit easier sell. I think it'll be met with more excitement. And I believe it's slightly safer, maybe, if you're Adam Peters and you take Jaden Daniels with the first pick that you ever make. Because you say, look, I took the guy that the majority of people thought we should. I took the guy who won the Heisman Trophy winner, that won the Heisman Trophy. I took the guy that proved to be a winner and excellent in the SEC against the best competition in the country. And I also think, let's say Jaden Daniels does not develop into being a star. And some of my fears about throwing to the middle of the field or, you know, not being able to avoid pressures becoming sacks, if that stuff doesn't get better or get fixed, what's the worst case here? That he's maybe Justin Fields-ish? Guess what? 6 weeks ago, 50% of the Bears fan base essentially wanted them to trade the number one pick and keep Justin Fields. And what I mean by that, Danny, is he was not good, but people have been arguing on his behalf for a couple of years.
They finished 5-3 down the stretch, you know, with him making some plays here and there.
I mean, awesome defensive second half with Eberflus saving his job. But my point is, like, Fields, you watch him and you go, this is probably not going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. Probably got to go in a different direction. But there's enough plays. There's enough playmaking. There's enough. He's a football player more than he is a quarterback stuff that you could have the conversation. Let's give him another month. Let's give him another year. And they did it for 3 years.
Yep.
That's probably the floor is we're having this big debate about, you know, how good is he? And that's if he doesn't develop as a passer and become a star, which is also a big possibility.
No, I think it's well said, right? There's a use case where there's still a viable, solid NFL player. It may be not the greatest route to take because the hope is you translate Heisman Trophy, superstar, walk into the NFL and do some special things and have this team perennially in contention. But I think you're right. The floor there is, you know, it's hard to imagine a guy that was that efficient and that good as a passer in college really bombing out. But yeah, the floor, as you said, is
athletic. It happened with Fields.
Yeah, is athletic option that you could still do some things with, and you could do a lot worse.
This is a bad comp, but you're at the store and you're like, I'm going to buy this table. I think this will look good. This will be our kitchen table. And you're like, well, what if my wife doesn't like it? Well, worst case scenario, I'll throw it downstairs in that room and it can be used in this way.
Yeah, that's my card table.
You know, exactly. That's funny. Jaden Daniels, to me, if it doesn't work, if it doesn't pan out the way that it might, and then you got a superstar, the floor is probably a Fieldsian, you know, great debate within the fan base as to the value and the import of this player, but he's still a great athlete who makes a bunch of plays that's a pain in the butt to defend.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going away.
Right. Yeah, I mean, to me, the real worst case isn't necessarily lack of development. It's the injury part where we never know. We're left to wonder what if, and you know, you miss significant time, and now you're waiting on the rehab, and then he comes back or he doesn't, and you know, maybe he's not the same, and then you know, a new coach or something like that. I mean, that to me is the part that's really the, you know, the all the bad paths happen, and it's the real doomsday scenario. But in terms of regular course of development, I think you're right.
Jay Gruden had some pretty stunning takes on this quarterback class. We were shocked by his rankings of the five prospects. You're going to hear what he thinks about each of those QBs next on G&D. You will also hear from Carl Alsner ahead of the huge Caps game tonight right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.